The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. The United Nations guerrilla fighters, led by Jim and Colonel Sing Lee, continue to harass and hinder the Japanese on the Malayan Peninsula. Using commando tactics, they strike swiftly and without warning. But they are in the heart of enemy territory, far from the nearest Allied base, and their supplies and ammunition are dangerously low. Nevertheless, learning of a Jap garrison between the mouth of the Sedili River and the town of Jemluang, Jim decides to run the risk of another attack. Under cover of the jungle night, the tiny group of trained experts heads upriver and approaches the Jap position. The first glow of the false dawn discloses their objective.
Well, there it is, Gates. Nice little spot for a ball, huh?
Keep voice down, Thompson. Jap sentries.
Supply road to the left, Jim.
Come from town of Jemluang.
Yes, Colo. And it seems to end at those buildings across the field there, Shorty.
Ah, examination depot. Not so?
Also a sort of reconnaissance base. They didn't clear the field there just for the exercise.
Right. And get a load of the pillbox out there to give it protection.
And that'll be one of our main obstacles. Where's your Uncle Sing, Thompson?
Oh, somewhere in those jackfruit trees to the right, with the Australian.
Misha.
Da.
You and Thompson percolate through those trees and see if you can find them.
Da.
The Australian's got that landmine we had left over from our visit to that Jap airfield.
They are using landmine here?
I only wish we had more of them.
You're wanting time fuse or contact fuse?
Time fuse.
You're the doctor, Jim, but kind of doing it the hard way, aren't you?
Got to, Shorty. For your sake.
Huh? My sake?
Yeah. Look at the left-hand corner of the field there. Hidden under those bamboo brakes.
I don't see a thing, Jim.
Yeah, you not use eyes, boy. Plane be there.
Hey, I think you're right. You can just see the outline of the prop.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, if I could swipe that buggy.
That's the main idea, Shorty. Think we can pull it off?
There's nothing like trying.
Solid right, Jackson. With that landmine, we can...
Chop sentry down there.
Don't move. Stay right here in the tree.
The leaves are so thick, I can't see a thing.
He's there, all right.
Stay here, Tuan Jim. Kolo fix.
Come back, Kolo. We'll take care of him with a rifle.
No, Tuan. Cut knife. Rifle's been too noisy.
If the main garrison hears those shots...
Nothing we can do about that now, Shorty. Can any of you see Kolo?
Yet. Trees are growing too thick.
It sounded from the shots like he was plenty close.
Throw the safety catch on that grand mission.
This mission is doing long ago.
All right, now look. That bamboo break is our point of attack. Whatever happens, that's where we meet. Right? Right.
Okay. That's where the plane is, and it's the furthest point from the main Jap garrison.
You fellows got water canteens, Doc?
You know we have. What about it?
Misha is showing you a Russian trick.
Hold it, Misha. Listen.
It's Kolo, Jim. Giving us the go-ahead.
All right. But there'll be other sentries, remember? You and Misha get that landmine from the Australian.
Solid will. We'll bring it to that bamboo break.
Okay. Tell Singh and the Australian to stay at the east edge of the field.
Right.
Mac and the Frenchman will take care of the north side. These Japs are pretty good at dishing it out. Let's see how they can take it.
The best laid plans of mice and men may sometimes go awry, as we'll see before Jungle Jim completes this adventure. You know, besides Jungle Jim, the Comic Weekly's exciting full-color pages are jam-packed with over 24 of your other comic strip favorites. There's Mystery with King of the Royal Mounted and Tim Tyler, Adventure with Flash Gordon and the Lone Ranger, Thrills with the Phantom, Prince Valiant, and Buzz Sawyer. Yes, and the Comic Weekly is filled with good hearty laughs as well. Judge Puffle is there, and Snuffy Smith, Blondie, the Little King, Tippy the Dog, the Cats and Jammers, and Jiggs and Maggie, Tilly the Toiler, Skippy the Kid Philosopher. No wonder 15 million readers look forward each week to the Comic Weekly. This Sunday, join them yourself and judge for yourself. The Comic Weekly is distributed by 15 leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. One of them brings it to this city, so ask for that paper on Sunday. You'll find the figure of Puck and the words The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to the daring plan to destroy a Jap munitions depot and the adventures of Jungle Jim.
Afraid it isn't much of a plane, Shorty.
It'll fly, Jim. That's all I care about.
Scouting job, isn't it, Shorty?
That's right, Tom, son. Too bad the Japs weren't careless enough to leave the machine guns mounted.
Careful, Thompson. Not step on landmine.
How you coming, Misha?
He's good, Jim. Nearly through.
Nice of the Japs to have the gas tank filled, Shorty.
Yeah, very considerate. How much of it are you stealing from me, Misha?
A little drop on. Enough for filling water canteens.
Molotov cocktails, eh?
Da. There we are. Here is yours, Jim. Now you're soaking paper with some gasoline. So Molotov cocktail is having Vic.
Yeah, I know. Good work, Misha.
Spasiba.
You light the paper, and when it burns through, the gasoline explodes. Is that it?
The whole canteen explodes. Like shrapnel.
All right, let's get going. Misha, stay here and help Shorty Weir take off when the time comes.
Keep rifle, Misha. Thompson, he got Tommy gun.
And Colo, Thompson, and I are planting this landmine under the building straight across the field. If the Japs don't spot us, they'll be confused enough when it goes off for you to take off, Shorty.
Roger. If they do spot you, we'll cover you with the rifle best we can.
It's that pillbox out there that worries me most. Keep your eye on it.
Sun getting high. A circle around through jungle, Twan.
Okay. At the time, Hughes?
I've got it, Jim.
All right, Colo. Lift.
Now, give yourselves plenty of time to get back here before that egg goes off now.
You go ahead, Tom, son.
Okay.
Break trail for us.
Lucky thing, field not been wide.
No, it won't take us long to circle around it. Unless the Japs have found the sentry you took care of.
Them not fine. Put him under a pile of lung sap leaves.
Just the same, Colo. They'll miss him before long. And when they do...
I figure we've got about a half hour to pull this off, Jim.
We'll be lucky if we have half that time.
What happened when Yankee fella see Shorty Weir in Jap plane, Twan?
It depends on whether Shorty can get through to our crowd on the plane's radio.
Wait.
Huh?
Hold it.
See something, Thompson?
Yeah. This clearing here. They can see us cross it from that pillbox.
I can't take the time to cut back through those jackfruit trees. Change places with me, youngster.
Oh, Jim.
Come on now. Give me the Tommy gun and you take this end of the landmine. Careful now. Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, but...
All right now. Now you two wait here.
Them no see you, Twan.
Come ahead, Colo, and step on it.
Maybe there's nobody home in there.
Yeah, there must be. Just didn't happen to be looking this way, that's all.
Wait. We got to shift the weight. Oh, okay.
You all set?
Okay, now.
The munitions building isn't much further. Go ahead, Thompson.
Okay. Good thing the Japs haven't got around to putting barbed wire around the joint.
No reason for them to. There's nobody around here to make trouble for them but the natives. The Japs have got them too scared to try anything.
Not for long, Twan Jim.
Right, Colo.
Wait, get back.
Did you see anything?
Three Japs just went into the building.
Might be a change of shift. Better wait.
That good thing. Landmine is getting heavy.
Wish we could see the field from here. Maybe they're changing the guard.
Doesn't sound like it. We'd hear them if they were, even if we can't see them.
Better us take chance, Twan. Not got much time.
Colo's right. Come on.
Now, they've been building.
Why do they raise all the buildings on those little stilts?
Quiet. The bugs out better, Tom, son. Where's that time fuse?
Wait a sec. Here.
Take the cap off, Cole. I'll put the fuse in.
Say, what are those figures on it, Jim? Minutes or seconds?
Minutes. How long did it take us to get here from the plane?
Not quite 6 minutes.
Uh-huh. Think you can get back and forth?
Sure.
What for say you, Tuan? You not come?
I gotta take care of that pillbox first, Colo.
Save it.
Cover us with that gun, Tom, son.
Okay.
Help me plant this thing under the corner of that building, Colo. And don't talk.
All right. Now to get back to shore, you measure both of you.
Hey!
Shall my Japs see Sergeant Mark?
I hope not. Now, come on, get going.
But, Jim, at least take the Tommy gun.
You'll need it more than I will. I'll use Mrs. Molotov cocktail.
I come with you.
No, Colo. Get back to Shorty Weir. Now, that's an order.
Come on, Colo.
I'll join you just as soon as that pillbox is taken care of.
Homemade hand grenade not have much chance against heavy machine gun in pillbox.
It shouldn't be much longer now, Misha. There hasn't been a sign of life around here since those three Japs went into the munitions building.
Dobry, good thing. Plenty sign of life any minute.
Uh-oh. Look. Four of them coming this way.
Ta. One has got flying helmet and goggles.
Oh, I thought our luck was too good to hold out.
Look. Running toward pillbox.
It looked like Jim. Those Japs saw him, too.
Look at him. He's crouching against the side of pillbox.
What's he doing, can you tell?
Lighting Molotov cocktail, looks like. Good boy.
The other four are closing in on him. Get busy, Misha.
Attaboy, you got two of them.
Come on, Colo. Sounds like the fun is starting. What's going on, Misha?
Jim's over at that pillbox, but...
Down. Oh, hit ground.
Anyone hurt? One Jim get hurt plenty soon. Give me gun, Thompson.
Okay, but first I'll show you how to use it.
Yeah, nice going, youngster. You got another one.
Get in cockpit, short. Soon as being too late.
Watch it, Misha.
Other Japs coming now. Look like whole Jap army.
Where is Jim?
He just tossed that cocktail into the pillbox.
Let us start motor, Shorty.
Spread out. Don't bunch together. I'll take my own chances.
Start your motor, man.
Don't worry about me.
Oh, what's delaying that landmine? Those monkeys will be here in a second.
Get down, Tuan Jim.
Sounds like singly.
Down, Tuan Jim. Then see you and...
Nice going, Jim. That takes care of the pillbox.
You better start now, Shorty.
Yeah, but what about Jim and...
Now, Shorty. Now.
This is right, Shorty. Go quick.
Okay. Thumbs up, you guys.
Thumbs up. Boy, those Japs never knew what hit them.
More will come in plenty soon.
Must get Tuan Jim. Him stumble.
Okay. We'll cover you, Colo.
Lie still, Tuan. Not to move.
Go back, Colo. I can make it. No sense both of us getting in.
You hurt.
Sort of. Left shoulder seems to be on fire.
Ooh.
What happened to all those Japs I saw?
Them be too close to a munitions depot when time bomb go off.
Oh, well, help me out of here. There'll be more of them in a minute. Shorty Weir.
Him get off, okay.
Oh, swell.
You got shrapnel in left shoulder, Tuan.
Yeah, gotta join the others and get away from here. If Shorty gets through, it's worth it, but I don't see how he can in a Jap plane.
Still other adventures with Jungle Jim are waiting for you every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. You know, Sunday morning is adventure time when you read America's favorite funnies, the Comic Weekly. It comes to you with 15 of the nation's leading Sunday papers, and it's read by 15 million grown-ups and youngsters all over the country. You'll find over 24 of your favorite features, think of it, over 24 in its exciting pages. So ask your dealer for the Sunday paper in this city that contains the Comic Weekly. And join us again next week for another thrilling radio episode starring Jungle Jim.